Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. All this week, and in fact last week, we were speaking about righteous grace, and I want to continue that theme in just a few moments that we have, and I want to speak to you about the sufficiency of the Savior. You know this, as the Gospel is applied, we hear the message. What message? You want to hear the message that's contained in the Gospel? He that believeth on what? Believeth on him, Christ. Christ in his sufficiency. Christ in his identity. Christ in his wonderful work for us. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Hey, is that not good news? Oh, at the very heart of that good news is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we believe in him, we are not condemned. Now, actually, this is the negative side. For it tells you what we are not rather than what we are. But let me tell you, if this was all that there was for us, it would be a blessing, wouldn't it? To be not condemned, because we were by nature children of wrath. But there's more. For it's written, and they that believe are justified from all things. And Christ is the end or the fulfilling of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. You find that in Acts 13:39 and Romans 10:4. And as by the offence of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one. Do you hear that? Even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Romans 5:18. Now, the scripture doesn't say that we must have a strong faith or even a great faith to receive this righteousness. No, faith is not a work. You got to remember this. Faith is not something we earn. And faith is not some great effort on our part. On the contrary, when we have real faith, it's the ending of all those things and the acceptance in place of them of what the Lord Jesus has done. Folks, it doesn't get any simpler than this. You don't save yourself. Christ alone saves. Believe on him, trust in him, rest on him, go to him. Oh, listen, the simplest, feeblest faith is sufficient, for it's not the quality or the quantity of our act of faith that does anything for us, but rather it's the excellency of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, and his perfection, listen to me, his perfection is sufficient to righteously cover not only that which is imperfect in you and in me, it covers not only that which is flawed in our life, but also that which is imperfect in our faith. Yeah, his righteousness covers it all. And we are saved by him. It's by grace, through faith. And faith takes a hold of him. Is he not worthy of being trusted? Is he? What is there about Jesus that you couldn't trust? Do you not think he has got all power to save? Do you not think that he's got a heart to save? And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you've been blessed by today's message. Please pray about partnering with us and joining us in our great crusade to make Jesus famous. Perhaps you will take time to visit our website, milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.